Sweet Tea Teddy P is riding the S&P, followed close behind by Dollar Bill Laco on the Dow, jockeying for second. The third quarter is tough as indices lag behind. We're coming into the fourth quarter, each rallying for a stellar finish. It's investors winning by a nose.
This is Money Talks.
Great. Investors won. That's wonderful. This is Money Talks.
That's our job.
Yeah.
Our job is to make investors win.
That's right.
And maybe
we
can make a buck off of it. Okay.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Try to make a living while we're doing it.
That's it. That's absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about here. We talked earlier about some of these computer stocks and that they're well below where they were in 2002. And I have a question here that seems to fit right into that from Benjamin Corey from Canton. What are the signs of a market bubble? I hear market pundits yammering about the next big bubble. And while I'm not trying to time the market, I don't want my small cap holdings swept up in a big burst.
Mm.
So what are the signs of a bubble?
I think one of the key signs, I mean, you go back to the tech, you know, the tech bubble.
Yeah.
And, you know, and people started talking about you really need to be aware, you know, when you're coming up with a different rationale to value a company or a different metric, something new. Oh, well, it doesn't look good on this basis, on an earnings basis. Let's come up with something
else. Potential cash flow.
On users or something else. You know, when those things come up, I mean, that is a giant red flag.
Yeah. Price to earnings in 2025.
Right.
Here's the deal. A company that doesn't earn any money is worth zero to me.
Yeah.
It's worth you say, here, I have a business over here. And it loses $10 million a year. How much would you pay me for it?
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
Yeah. So the bottom line is that when you start seeing, and I think that's a key phrase, all of a sudden they use time sales. I think the biggest bubble in the world, and I shop there all the time, is what's the, I've screwed myself up. The big one online is the
Amazon,
yeah.
which increases sales, and doesn't make any money.
Yeah.
It makes no sense to me whatsoever why I would own that stock.
It's very difficult to understand the valuation of that company.
Right.
And I never try it because it doesn't make sense. I mean,
and I think the ones that are most prone to bubbles are those that have, quote, fast sales growth.
Right. Because, I mean, you know, they may be spending a lot of money on infrastructure build out. Whatever the reason may be, at some point there has to be an end to that and you have to have some money coming in, earnings.
I look at a bubble as when the whole market is priced irrationally. If you go back to 2000, you know, not just tech stocks, most all of the
30 times earnings.
You know, the tech sector was over 65 times earnings. The companies within the tech sector were over 100 times earnings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was definitely irrational. Another thing that you can take a look at is a margin debt. You know, when people borrow to invest. You know, it's not that it's at a high that's significant. It's how it got to that high. And back in 2000 and in 2007, margin debt accelerated in the end right before the top. Right now it's at near an all-time high, but it's been steady.
The other thing to look at is the kind of companies whose stock price is going way up, and it's the lower quality companies that get the big PEs and that kind of stuff. And I think the overall thing is the PE ratio. I think really we're looking today at what, 16.5,
right around the long term average,
and that's about average. Now, obviously, when you got a market that's 30 times.
It's time to be concerned.
It's time to be concerned. And you got a market that's 10 times. It's time to back up the pickup truck.
Right.
And load up. Now here's – go ahead.
So there is a difference between being overvalued and in bubble territory.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And that what you're going to see is the stock market go up and down, and you're always going to see that. Because it's not just the actual earnings. It's people's anticipation of earnings and their viewpoint on risk. But in quality companies whose earnings have a good, solid growth pattern, it's impossible to time them. I mean, if you say Coca-Cola is a bad example, but I'm just saying any stock, when it gets to 20 times earnings, I'm going to sell it. Now I'm going to wait till it gets down to 10 times earnings and buy it. Well, you may find yourself in a situation where you never get a chance to buy it.
Forever.
Because it goes down a little bit and the earnings grow like crazy and all of a sudden it's back to 15 times earnings.
Well, is it a fair, stocks are more expensive today, right? Than they were a year ago if we look back.
Yes.
But it's also about, your available alternatives. Yes, stocks are not as cheap as they were, but we still have to invest money today, right?
Yes.
And, you look at the landscape, and sometimes while the market may not be cheap, it may still be the best place to be long term.
Yeah, you got a 10-year treasury giving 2.49.
Would you rather have that or something, paying you a dividend yield of greater than that?
The inverse of the yield divided into the price of a bond, shows that a bond is clearly more expensive. The 10-year is clearly more expensive than the market.
That's correct.
By a landslide. So that you're exactly right. The relative valuation of stocks to other asset classes.
You sit back today, folks. Why in the world wasn't I buying stocks, solid companies yielding 7%.
Mm-hmm.
Why weren't you doing that? Don't you feel stupid today? Those stocks today are only yielding 3%. Why? Well, their dividends increased every year, but my golly, their stock has doubled.
Yeah.
And that 3% is still better than what you can get on the bond.
That's correct. You're going to have to put up with some volatility in the market. The market is not in a bubble. We would say fully priced.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you shouldn't. It's the best of the alternatives today.
And that's, if the economy keeps growing, companies still earn additional money, their revenue grows, their earnings grow, that continues to support stock prices.
And we've been bad-mouthing Walmart, but that's the kind of company, if times get bad, its earnings are probably going to stay more stable than it's going to be than the Abercrombie and Finches and stuff like that.
Buckles. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a break, come back, and we're going to answer some of your questions. We've got some interesting ones here. And I hope you find them interesting.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.